question was asked, how do we understand the different verses that describe that at some time children will be able to play with serpents, and the gals have him keves, a wolf will be able to live with a sheep. There will be peace throughout the world. And then you have other places that seem to indicate that the world will be a little different in the times of Mashiach. How do we understand all that? So we have to know that there are many sources that discuss this. And the sources span from Tanakh, different understandings in the words of Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov is blessing his children, different understandings in Yitzchak Avinu, when Yitzchak is blessing Yaakov, different understandings in Avram Avinu, when Avram sees the vision of the Bris Ben Absarim, different understandings in Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing, different understandings in Bilam's prophecies. So the sources from the Torah already, there are multiple understandings as to what we know about Yemos HaMashiach, Olam Haba, Gan Eden. You go on to the Nevi'im, so you have more vivid descriptions and more room to wonder what are they talking about. So the Gemara says that all the prophets, they never saw Olam Haba. Olam Haba, Ein Rata Elokim Zulatecha. No eye has ever witnessed what Olam Haba is about, aside from you, God. Okay, but what is Olam Haba? What are we talking about? Is Olam Haba where we go after we die? Or is Olam Haba a world to come in the future? So the Rambam discusses this in two places. And what the Rambam says is the Rambam's opinion, but not everyone agrees with the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam discusses this in his introduction to the 10th chapter of Sanhedrin. And over there, the Rambam really breaks down between Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Haba. And the Rambam also discusses it in Hilchos Tshuva, and the Rambam says the following in the Laws of Tshuva. In the 8th chapter, the Rambam says like this: Kvar hodiyunu chachamim, our sages already taught us, this is a Gemara, shetovat ha'olam haba in koach ba'adam nasiga al buhya, that the good of the world to come, no man can really fathom it. Ve'en yodea godla v'yofya v'otzma, and no one knows its awesome size, its beauty, its might. Ela kadosh baruch hu levado. Only God alone really knows what Olam Haba is all about. V'shekol ha'tovot shemitnavim be'em hanavim, and all the good that the prophets spoke about, the Israel, for the Jewish people, enan ela ledvarim shebaguf. They seem to be physical descriptions. Sheneinim be'en Yisrael imot ha'mashiach, that the Jews will enjoy in the days of the Messiah. And what are the days of the Messiah? So the Rambam says, and here we're going to see the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, but we have to note that there's a whole section where the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim discusses the laws of Messiah. There's a whole section where the Rambam discusses how do we know who the Messiah is and what his job is going to be. And the Rambam basically says over there that the Messiah will have to bring the Jews back to the land of Israel and rebuild the temple, etc. He has to do many, many things. He has to be a great judge, a great prophet. But at any rate, he seems to be someone physical. Someone asked me today, is the Mashiach going to land from heaven, or is the Mashiach going to be one of us who suddenly we discover he's the Mashiach? So I don't know, but from the Rambam it definitely seems like the Mashiach could be someone who's among us, and we know him to be a great sage and a great tzaddik and a great Talmud Chacham, and then he fulfills all the other prophecies about the Mashiach. And from the Rambam's reaction in Igeret Teiman to the false Mashiachs, it definitely seems that the Rambam says that the Mashiach is going to be someone among us who we know he's fitting for prophecy, he's fitting for all the great descriptions of who the Mashiach is going to be, but it's someone among us. It's not someone who's landing from Jupiter. I mean, we're not anticipating someone walking out and suddenly having all these magical powers. We're anticipating someone who we know to be a big, big tzaddik and a big, big Talmud Chacham, and fitting for prophecy and fitting for leadership among the Jewish people, and he will attain a state of leadership and will succeed in doing all the things the Mashiach will succeed in doing. So now, back to the Rambam here in Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam says what the prophets described that seem to be things that we enjoy physically, they're a description of what we will enjoy in the days of the Mashiach, in the time when the Jewish people will regain their autonomy, their own authority. But the good of the world to come, there's no limit, and the prophets themselves couldn't fathom it. And that's what Isaiah says, no eye has seen it, only God prepares it for those it's still to come. Our sages said, "Kol anvim lo nibu ela limot haMashiach." All the prophets were talking about the days of Mashiach. Why do the sages call it Olam Haba, the world to come? Because it's not around now. We don't know. We don't have it around here. This world is going to pass, and then we'll reach a point, a state of living that's called Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, but it's not like Olam Haba doesn't exist right now. Olam Haba exists somewhere. Our sages called it Olam Haba because we here in this earth, we don't have it. But after life here, we go to Olam Haba. And here, over here also, there are, not everyone agrees with the Rambam on this. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Ches, in Perek Ches. Then we go on to the Rambam in Perek Tes, the next chapter. The Rambam writes, being that we know that all the wages for all that we do in this world is Olam Haba, and vengeance for evil doing is also not in this world, so then what about all the things that seem to say in the prophets what you mentioned? So the Rambam says, I don't see it right now, I'm not used to this. I'm used to a Rambam, a real Rambam. I'm looking at a computer here. It's a little harder to find things here. The Rambam says that all those prophecies, we have to understand how to understand them. The days of the Mashiach are days when things will be peaceful and we'll be able to serve Hashem peacefully. But the ultimate wages is in the world to come. And Olam Haba, the whole point of Olam Haba, the Rambam's famous line is Olam Kiminago Noheg. The world will continue the way we're accustomed to it. But we will no longer have the yoke of the nations upon us. So we'll be able to serve Hashem peacefully. And then the Rambam explains that the different prophecies have to be understood allegorically. What Chazal meant. What did the Nevi'im mean when they worded it that way? The peace that will be in those times. There will be peace in those times. The world will be a better place. But although the psukim that discuss the sun will be destroyed, the moon won't be the way it is, that's all the Rambam says, that's all to be understood allegorically. I don't see it before me now, I don't have a normal Rambam here now. Okay, so that's a beginning. If you want a better understanding, you could listen to our classes online of the Rambam introduction to the 10th chapter, which we did Ben Azmanim a year ago now we did it, and over there we went through the Rambam's explanation, the breakdown of what these are. And you have to remember that what the Rambam says, the Rambam uses absolute terminology. It's like this and it's not like that. Not everyone agrees with what the Rambam says. This is the Rambam's understanding.